This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Two children shot and wounded at a religious school in Northern California. The gunman dead at the scene, apparently having shot himself. The two children, boys ages 5 and 6, were in extremely critical condition. The Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says the gunman may have targeted the Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo because of its religious affiliation.
That subject was deceased and appears to have a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Highway Patrol officer located a handgun near that individual's body and secured that firearm.
The sheriff heard there on KRCR-TV. In New York, police have been hunting for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it was
a brazen, targeted attack.
The CEO of UnitedHealthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
Thompson died at a nearby hospital. Tisch says the suspect got away first on foot and later on an e-bike. Thompson had worked at UnitedHealthcare for 20 years, the last three as CEO. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new Justice Department report says the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against black people. The investigation began after the beating death of Tyree Nichols following a traffic stop in 2023. Amnesty International is accusing Israel of committing genocide in the Gaza Strip during its war with Hamas, Israel calling Amnesty a deplorable organization. This is AP News. So how did Giving Tuesday go? We've got a new look with the AP's Shelley Adler.
Donations were up for Giving Tuesday. According to estimates from the nonprofit Giving Tuesday, donors in this country gave $3.6 billion. That's an increase from the past 2 years. Breaking down the numbers, 18.5 million people donated to nonprofits, and another 9.2 million people volunteered. Both the number of donors and the number of volunteers increased by 4% from last year. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, now known as Giving Tuesday, has become a major day for nonprofits to fundraise and otherwise engage their supporters each year since the 92nd Street Y in New York started it as a hashtag in 2012. I'm Shelley Adler.
The price of gas is holding steady at $3.03 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.